106. 34th floor. Kamishli? Rainey asked from the kitchen, having tired of the feed from the drone. Netherton muted.
Haven't heard anything, he said, but here's Verity out from under the table, headed our way.
Give her my best.
I will.
Looking good, Connor said as Verity arrived.
Not health goth, anyway, she said. I've seen fashion spreads of what she wears to show new projects.
Rainey sends her best, Netherton said.
Not in there with you?
Not currently. She's anxious for news of Kamishli.
Eunice just told me it's better, but nothing like all better. He quickly muted.
She says it's slightly better, but I have to get back.
Thanks, Rainey said. He unmuted. Give her mine then, Verity said. Virgil, is there a schedule for this?
An order, but not a schedule, Virgil said. But that's three items, not counting what comes after them, and they're all probably very brief. Then we either meet and greet the audience here or get hauled off and booked. We seem to be close to go, though. Caitlin just got her drone display up outside, and they can't stay out there indefinitely. Stets is ready. You get caught up with Eunice?
Ash's sigil pulsed. As Verity began to speak, Netherton muted the drone's audio input. We have Kevin Pryor in the building, Ash said. Curzon's top operative.
Where is he?
Netherton asked. 34th floor at the moment, she said. We won't know how he got there until we can go over the security footage, and perhaps not then, because he seems quite good at this sort of thing. He's resting, it seems, or more likely biding his time. He shouldn't be able to reach us on the 52nd, according to the blueprints, but Stett's property includes part of the 51st, infrastructure space, in which the former owner constructed an illicit back door. We assume he's aware of that. Connor will be taking the drone down. I recommend you have a break from the drone now.
Why?
To avoid the trauma of witnessing someone being killed by a bipedal combat drone.
No, Netherton said, surprising himself.
No,
Ash sounding at least as surprised. I can't just sit on the couch and imagine it all. I have to be there tonight. Will we miss Eunice speaking?
Depends on Connor, I suppose, or for that matter on Pryor, but it's your decision.
I'll stay.
Very well.
Her sigil gone, he unmuted the drone's audio.
A little fireworks, Virgil was saying. Digital ones. Minimalist. Visually very quiet. A lot of our bylaw budget's going for that because we're doing it with drones. Lots of them. No permission. Then, depending on SFPD's mood, Stett's lawyers, and what connections Curzon might have, we'll see.
Connor was extending the drone's legs now, the charger fastened to its lower back, sliding up the trailer's wall.
"Excuse us," he said as Verity and Virgil stepped back to give it room. "Something needs seeing to. Find you when that's taken care of."
"Bye, Connor," Verity said. The drone, with a silicone-coated manipulator, approximated a thumbs up, then headed for the door. The perforated metal stairway they'd climbed was screened with spotlessly white fabric, cutting off any view of the space beyond. As they descended, Connor kept both manipulators on the metal handrails.
"Haven't met you, boys," said a woman's voice, unusually deep. "But of course I know who you are. I'm Eunice."
"Pleased to make your acquaintance," said Connor.
"Hello, Eunice," said Netherton.
"Wilf," said the voice. "I'm coming along. Want to speak with Pryor before any final decisions made."
"Sounded to me like one had been," Connor said, reaching the bottom.
"We'll see about that," said the voice levelly.
They stepped out past the white scrim, the display filled with graceful abstract shapes in that same white, sweeping up to the complexly domed ceiling.
"What is this?" Netherton asked.
"Caitlin's decorating job," Eunice said. "Get moving, Connor. Let's not attract any more attention than we already have."
People on the edge of the well-dressed crowd, about 30 meters away, had noticed the drone. A few pointed at it.
"Yes, ma'am,"
said Connor, turning the drone, retracting its legs slightly and skating away in the opposite direction, into what seemed a darkened, cavernous, and decidedly undecorated construction site.